Zog de Gemara, daf lamet ches, omer aleph, four lines before the lines get wide, by the two dots. Shala pasu oime hamoitzi lechem in oretz. The Mishnah said, on the pas you make, hamoitzi lechem in oretz. Tonu rabonon, mao oime, what's the proper brocha? Hamoitzi lechem in oretz? With the hay? That's what Tanakama holds, rabonon hold, with the hay? Rab nechem yoime, moitzi lechem in oretz, without a hay. Omer rove. When you say moitzi, everyone agrees that you're yoitze. Why? The apik mashma, because it's mashma past tense. Loshen ovar zog drashi shahoitzi kvar. Vavadi brocha aguna. That's the proper way of making a brocha. You need to say a loshen that implies past tense. Sharei kvar hoitzi alechem azeh. The Eibush already brought out the bread forth from the ground. Mina oretz shuboli honis mimenu. Now you come to be nana from a bread that the Eibush already brought forth. That brought out. So Avada, when you say moitzi, according to everyone, it's the apik mashma, and you yoitza, because it's mashma past tense, and that's the proper bracha that you're supposed to make. Zog di gemara, dichsiv, because where we see in the pasuk that moitzi without a hey is mashma past tense, it says, kel moitzi o mimitzrayim. The Eibishter took us, Bilam is talking now, Bilam is talking after they already left Mitzrayim, that kel moitzi o mimitzrayim, the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. So we see moitzi is loshen over. Ki pligi, what's a machlokes of nechem in rabbonon beha moitzi? When you say it with a hey, rabbonon savri ha moitzi. Even when you say it with a hey, the apik mashma, it's also mashma loshen over. Dichsiv, because we find a pasuk that says ha moitzi lochem mayim mitzua chalomish. Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting that the Eibishter took out in loshen over mayim mitzua chalomish. When they were in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this after they already. The mayim was brought forth. He's saying what was done. So we see that a loshon hamoitzi is also mashma l'sha'ovar. Zog di gemara v'Reb Nechem Yisovar. No, hamoitzi is no good. The mapik mashma hamoitzi with the hay is mashma in the future tense. Zichshenema, like it says in the pasuk, hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that the Eibishter will take you out of Mitzrayim. L'osid lovi will take you out. So that's why Hamoitzi is not going to be a proper bracha, because we're not supposed to make a bracha on the future, on the present, but rather that the bread was brought forth in the Ovar. The Rabbonon, Hahu, the Rabbonon that say Hamoitzi is mashma l'sha'ovar, Hahu ochi koma l'kutche b'richu. This is what the Eibishter is telling Klal Yisrael. Kad mafikna l'chu, when I eventually will take you out, I'll do some type of act. I'll make it such an occurrence. You'll be able to recall in the future what took place in the past. So Mamela Hamoitzi is taka mashmala sha'ovar too. This bossik is good for saying Hamoitzi eschem. True, I'm saying it now. But I'm gonna do an act now that in the future will be able to recall that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So Mamela it's mashmala sha'ovar. Dichsiv, like it says in the pasuk, v'yedatim, you'll know, ki ani Hashem lekechem hamoitzi, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Zog demar mishtapchen l'rabbonon l'Rab Zeira. The Rabbonon praised in front of Rab Zeira as Baal Rav Zvid, the son of Rav Zvid, Achud Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvid, the brother of Rav Shimon Bar Rav Zvid, the Adam Godlu b'baki b'brachas hu. He's Adam Godlu and he's a baki in brachas. That's the godless. Chazanish emuna v'tochen brings a right from this Gemara. What's this spilus of being an Adam Gadol? The godless was that he knew halacha. He was a bucky in brachas, in halachas. Similarly, the Prima Godim in his psich and hilchos brachas, he brings from this Gemara, the shvach is that he was a bucky in hilchos brachas. Every person has to know hilchos brachas. Zok the Gemara, Omar Lahem, he told them, when he comes to you, bring him to me. I want to test him in hilchos brachas. Zim nechada, ikl legabe, he came to him, afiku legifta, so they brought him to him, and they brought out bread, and they told him to eat. Posach v'yomal moitzi. He said the bracha of moitzi. Now moitzi, we said, works according to kuli alma. Everyone says moitzi means l'chshavah. The machloikas was, does hamoitzi mean l'chshavah too, or does hamoitzi mean l'osid? So Omar, so he's saying a bracha that according to everyone works. Omar, he said, Zeu sha'imol of the Adam Galu, baki b'brachas. This is the greatest pilus. This is the person that's a baki b'alochas, a baki in brachas. You said a bracha that according to everyone works. Zok d'mora, bishlomo I Omar hamoitzi. If he would have said hamoitzi, Zok d'mora, daf lamet ches omet beiz. If he would have said a bracha of hamoitzi, which is a chiddush, which not according to everyone means l'sha'ovar, Ashminon taima, Ashminon dehilchoso. Kerabonon, you would tell me a chiddush of taima, meaning that you're learning up the pasuk that it means l'chshavar, Vashmin and Hilchas Rabbanon. And also, I would tell me the halachas like Rabbanon. It's a chiddush to say the halachas like Rabbanon, because Be'etzim Rabbanon are teaching up the pasuk not in the regular way. So, number one, we're teaching us timing, teaching us Hilchas. The Taz says, in Kuf Samach Zayin, even though L'chayre the halachas is always like Rabbim, you need to tell me the halachas like Rabbanon. He says, this is good for the chiddush. The chiddush is because the pashtus, the pasuk is mashma like Menchemya. And the Rabbanon teach the pasuk about Moitzi Eschem Mitachas Sivus Mitzrayim, that eventually you're going to talk about what took place in the Ovar. So Al Kaponim, so Bishlam Yibur said a Mechudish Dikah Brach of Hamoitzi. So you're telling us timer that it means Lashah Ovar and Alochs like Rabbanon. Ella the Omer Moitzi. But now that you're saying Stam Moitzi, Michael Mashman, what's the Chiddush? Moitzi going to everyone works. What's the Chiddush in saying something that works going to everyone? The Rosh and Psochim in Simon Aleph, he says that Hamavorech Tzorch Shivorch Be'oifen Shel Yilmoit Chiddush Din. There's an inyan of saying a Chiddush Din in the Bracha. You're saying something that's Poshet, there's no Chiddush Din. Explain to Psham Zalman, what's the word in this Rosh? He says that if a person says a Chiddush in the Bracha, so then it's a raya that he's being misboinen and he's being mechaven in the Bracha. He's not saying it by rote. The fact that he should be try to be melamed to say chiddush din in the bracha is in order to show it's a raya that it's nikkur that he's being misboinen as being mechaven in the bracha properly. He's not stam saying it by rote. Zok the Gemara, v'iu the ovad. Why did he taka say a bracha of moitzi? Why did he do so? So Gemara lafuke nafshe miplukte. He didn't want to get involved in the machlokes of hamoitzi. Machlokes rabbanon and nechemya. V'hilchaso the halacha is hamoitzi lechem in the oret. We taka say hamoitzi with the hay. The kaimelon rabbanon the amri the apik mashma. We go like the rabbanon that say it means l'sheovar, and even hamoitzi means l'sheovar. So Tosis right away says the hilchas hamoitzi the afalpi the bemoitzi kulam lepligi. Even though Evan agrees that moitzi means l'sheovar, so why don't you say something which the kuli alma works the afik mashma? So that's a chiddush that the halacha is hamoitzi, even though Moitzi would also mean l'sheovar. Then Tosis fears Zois, ubi Yerushalmi mefarish taima. The reason why we say hamoitzi is kadesh lo la'arava oisias kagoin ha'olam moitzi. The reason why we don't say moitzi, even though l'kuli alma it's apik, it means l'sheovar, and we rather say hamoitzi, is because if you would say moitzi, then you're putting two words together, like by Kriyashma. We said you have to be careful. Va'avadetem mehero. So Hashem alakenu melech ha'olam Moitzi, the mem will get me'urvav together. So in order not to be ma'arvav the oisiyas, Dr. Yerushalmi, that's where we don't say moitzi, but we rather say ha-moitzi. Kedesh lo la'arvav oisiyas koin ha'oilom moitzi. Va'afagafak teisiz, de belechem min nami ik iruv. Either way, there's an iruv oisiyas, because lechem min is also the two mems are touching each other. Zokteisvis, shiny awesome, the koksiv. You have a posik that says these two words together. The chsev, it says in the posik, matzmiach chotzer. Happens to be two cheses together. Matzmiach chotzer lebehemo, ve'esiv la'avoidas ha'odim, lohoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. So we see the posik, a precedence already, that we say lechem min, so that's what we say in the bracha too. Valkein, Zokteisvis, yesh liftsoya, b'shtei yodov, this is the inyan to use both hands when you betzei the pass, the esetz boys with the 10 fingers, neged yud tevish of mikrozeh, because there's 10 words in this posuk. The Rishonim say, the Rajb and the Rosh, that when it comes to boire piagofen, we don't say ha boire piagofen, we say boire. The reason why we say boire is because by boire piagofen, there is no problem of ear of oisius. The only reason why we say Zok Yushalmi ha moitzi is because if you would say moitzi, then it would be an ear of Melech ha'olam moitzi. So that's what we say ha'moitzi. But by boyer piagofen, we don't have an ear of oisius of the letter beis being following a previous letter beis. So we taka say boyer piagofen, and we don't have to say ha'boyer piagofen. There's no ear of oisius. As I'm going to be showing him. Now comes the sugya of shlokas, which is a big sugya. We see many, many shitas over in the Gemara, the halt cheshbon of how many shitas say what. Zok the Gemara. Vali yerokas oimer, Boire pi adoma, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that you have to be more specific, and it depends what kind of yerokas. Some of them you say boire minei deshoyim, but Rabbanon say that on adoma, on all yerokas, you say boire pi adoma. Zok the Gemara Ketani yerokas, do me the pass. It's mentioned yerokas in the Mishnah after we mentioned pass. Ma pas shenishtana idea ur pass comes about. How do you make bread? Bread comes about through an oven, through fire. Af Yerokas Nami, the Broch of Yerokas is also Shenishtana Idei Ur. even though it was nishtana through an ur, even though it went through a fire process, it's bemilsa kaima, and the bracha remains bayir pri adoma. Omar Rav Noi Mishmeid Abaya, from here you can deduce Zoysa Meres, Shlokos Mevorchen Aleim Bayir Pri Adoma. Shlokos means when you cook something to an extent, even more than Bishel. Rashi in the bottom of the Omid says, Shaluk Havni Moyech Tvei Mevushel. It's more dissolved than regular Bishel. So from here we deduce that Shlokos, when you cook something to an extent, that it gets cooked, that it's Nimoyach, the bracha remains, you retain the original bracha of Bayir Pri Adoma. Since we compare Yerokas, and it's in the Mishnah together with Pas. Pas went through a fire process. When you make bread, it goes through a oven, a heat exchange, so to speak. It goes into an oven. So to Yerokas, the bracha of Adoma is, even if it goes through a heat exchange, meaning Shlokas, even though it's, so to speak, dissolved and melted, the vegetable remains with the bracha of Hadoma, even though it is cooked. Zok Gemara, Dorash, Reb Chizda Mishum Rabbeinu, Manu Rav. Reb Chizda said in the name of Rav, Shlokos, Bevorchen Aleim Bayir Pri Adoma, you make Hadoma on Shlokos, on cooked vegetables. V'Rabbi Seinu Ayodim Etz Yisrael, and Rabbi Seinu that came from Etz Yisrael, Umanu Ula Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanon. Important to note, it's Ula in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, because soon the Gemara is going to discuss in the name of Rabbi Yechanan other shittas. So Ula says the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, he said, Shlokas mevochan and shahakal niyabit vogoy. On cooked vegetables, you make a shahakal, you don't make adom anymore. Van Yoimer, and Rav Chizda said, it's not a machloikas, it depends. What kind of vegetable? Kol shet chilosa boy pri adoma. If the vegetable originally was meant to be eaten in a raw state and it was originated as boy pri adoma, then sholkoi, when you cook it, then it changes to shahakon yebet vogoi, because that's not the regular way of eating it. It's meant to be eaten raw. You're cooking it, that's not the regular state. So then you attack and make a shahakon on it. You don't cook salad. Salad is meant to eat raw. You cook it, it would change it to shahakon. The kosher chilos shahakal niyabit vogoy, a vegetable that's not meant to be eaten in a raw state, the opposite, like squash. Nobody eats raw squash, you cook it. So originally it's shahakal niyabit vogoy, but that's not the proper way of eating it. Then sholkoi, when you cook it, that's when it's bayir pri adoma. Now, Rashi over here says a big chiddush, and showing him, the Rosh argues on this. Rashi says, the gevaldik gedik in his Rashi. Rashi says that kol yerek shein daka lechol chai, a vegetable that's not meant to be eaten raw, Shabit chilosei originally. Im ochle chai, then you eat, make a shahakal. Sholkoi, now that you cooked it, vehevioi lederech achilosei, and you brought it to its state where it's meant to be eaten. Hu ikar piryoi. That is the main objective. That's what the fruit is. That's the vegetable. The vegetable is meant to be brought to a state of being cooked. Umevorech bayir pri adoma, that you make a bayir pri adoma. So Rashi doesn't say, Stam, the reason why I make Adoma is because Iluye Leshvach, Iluye Lebracha, you brought it to a better state, so you make a better Bracha. No. Rashi says, this is the pre. The Ikka pre is when it came to a stage of being cooked. That is the name of the vegetable. The Rosh says, the reason why you make Adoma by something that's usually eaten cooked is because Ishtane Leluye, Ishtane Lebracha. So it gets a better Bracha because you brought it up to a better stage. Rashi is not saying that. Rashi is saying that the vart is that this is the pre. The vegetable, the Abisha might have created the vegetable, of course, but the vegetable was meant to be cooked, so it's not yet a vegetable that requires a bayir pri adoma until it comes to that stage. In the raw state, it's shahakal because it's not yet a pre. When does it become a fire to a finished product? When you cook it. Zok Rashi, hu ikapiryoi, that's the main pre, that's when it becomes a pre. So that's when it's adoma. There's nafkaminas and there's lomdas between the Rashi and the Rosh. What's the vart that the bracha changes? According to the Rosh, it's tamen iluya lebracha. It's ishtane leluya, ishtane lebracha. According to Rashi, it only becomes a pre after, even though it's done through Adam, but that's when it's the ikar piryoi by these food items that are eaten cooked. That's when it becomes the squash, so to speak. That's when it becomes a pre that it requires adoma. Now the Gemara goes through these type of vegetables. Which ones are originally meant to be eaten in a cooked stage, and they're not in the shahakal when they're eaten raw, and which vegetables are hadoma when you eat raw, and when you cook them, it turns into a shahakal. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam kol shetchilos shahakal nibet vogoy, something that's in its raw state is shahakal, and sholka, now when you cook it, I understand why it's a vegetable that's meant to be hadoma, is bayir pri adoma, mishkachas lo, why, what kind of vegetables? Bekarvo v'silko v'karo. Karvo is cabbage, silka are beets, and kara is squash. So Karve, we know, we don't eat squash raw, so it's meant to be eaten cooked. Karve is cabbage. I mean, we do eat cabbage raw. It's called coleslaw. But akoponim, things change. Every food item changes in different tkufas. But in the Zman of the Gemara, karve, silke, and kara is not eaten raw. So it makes sense why when it's cooked, it's adoma. And when it's raw, it's shakal. El kol shetchilosa bo'i pi adoma. What's this food item that when it's raw, it's adoma? And sholkoi, when you cook it now, it's shahakol. Hechemish kachzlo. What's the food item that changes and it's not meant to eat, be eaten cooked? Omer Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchok, mishkachzlo betumi vekarsi. Garlic and leek. Leek and garlic are not meant to be eaten in a cooked state, but rather meant to be eaten raw. Zok di gemara doresh Rav Nachman mishum rabbeinu umanu Shmuel. Now Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, shlokos, cooked vegetables, bevorchen aleim bar pri adoma. You make a burpee adoma. The chaverenu ayodim eretz Yisrael, and a chaverim that came from Eretz Yisrael, umanu ule mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, ule said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, shlokos mevorchen alein shahakol niya bedvoroi. Then on shlokos you make a shahakol. So ule says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you make a shahakol. Vani oimer, and I say, Rav Nachman is dashening, and he says that b'machloikas shnuya. It's a machloikas. Meaning before we said, Rav Chizda said, Ani Oimer, they're not arguing. The two sheets are not arguing. It depends what state and what kind of vegetables you're eating. Are you eating vegetables that are meant to be cooked? So then you make adoma when it's cooked and you make a shakal when you eat it when it's in raw state. Are you eating vegetables that are meant to be eaten raw? So then you make a adoma when it's in its raw state and you make a shakal when it's in the cooked state. So before we said that it's not a machloik, as Rav Chizda said. Just, each one is talking about a different state and a different type of vegetable. The ones that are meant to be eaten raw, the ones that are meant to be eaten cooked. Now he's saying, Rav Nachman is saying that it's a machloik. Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, shlokas, cooked vegetables, you make a shahakal. And I say, because Rav Nachman said, Bishum Rabbeinu, that shlokas, you make a hadoma, and Chavreinu, Ula said you make a shakal. Vani oimer, I say b'machloikas shnuya. It's gufa machloikas. The tanya we find the machloikas when it comes to eating matzah. Yoitzim b'rok kashorui. You yoitz a matzah with matzah that is soaked in water. It still retains the name of lechem oini. Uve mevushel, and if it's cooked, what kind of cooked? Shaloini moyach. Only when it's not dissolved. When it doesn't fall apart, then even if it's cooked, the remeya shita is, divrei meya, that it's still called lechem. That's a chiddush. We don't paskin like that. Legabim vushel. We only paskin legabim when it's wet. Rabbi Yosi Oimer. Rabbi Yosi Daka says, and that's halacha. Yoytzim b'rok kashoru. You yoytzim matzah that's soaked in water. Avaloy b'mevushel, but not cooked. When it's cooked, it's not called lechem anymore. Avol bishlo nimoyach. Even if it doesn't dissolve, even if it doesn't fall apart, it's still not called matzah when it's cooked. Only when it's not cooked. But what do we see over here? We see a clear machloikas that matzah cooked, does it retain the shem lechem or does it not retain the shem lechem? So like us over here, shlokas, when you cook vegetables, does it retain the brach of adoma or does it not retain the brach of adoma? So Gemara says, no raya for matzah to vegetables. Veloi, the kuli alma shlokas mevachan alein perpi adoma. Maybe they all agree that on shlokas, on vegetables, you make adoma. But at kan lekomer Rabbi Yosi hosom, when did Rabbi Yosi say that you're not yoytze matzah that's cooked? Is elam shum ribin and tam matzah. By matzah, you have to have tam matzah. We know by mori, you have to have tam mora, the meriris. But here the Gemara is saying, even by matzah, you have to have tam matzah. And it's once it's cooked, it's not the tam matzah anymore. Veleiko. And that's why you're not yoytze matzah. But it doesn't mean that vegetables that are cooked do not retain the brach of adoma. Aval hocha, afil Rabbi Yosi moidi. Rabbi Yosi agrees that shlokas that are cooked retain the brach of adoma. Zog di Gemara, Omer Reb Chiya ba Abba, Omer Reb Yechanon. Reb Chiya ba Abba now says the name Reb Yechanon. Before, Ula said the name Reb Yechanon. That shlok is cooked vegetables are shakal. Reb Chiya ba Abba says the name Reb Yechanon. Shlok is mevochen leim boi pri adoma. You make adoma. V'Reb Yomim ba Yefes, Omer Reb Yechanon. Now Reb Yomim ba Yefes says in the name Reb Yechanon. Shlok is mevochen leim shakal niya bedvogoy. You make a shakal. So you have three shittas in the name Reb Yechanon. Reb Ula in the name Reb Yechanon shakal. Reb Chiya ba Abba says in the name Reb Yechanon, cooked vegetables, shlokas are hadoma. And Reb Yomim Bar Yefa says in the name Reb Yechanon, that shlokas are shahakal. So I'm them zok the Gemara, Om Rab Nachem Bar Yitzchok, Kova Ula Leshabeshto, Reb Yomim Bar Yefa. Ula said in the name of Reb Yechanon, not because he really recounted what he heard from Reb Yechanon. He's only saying in the name of Reb Yechanon because He heard Rabbi Yoim Bar Yefes said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, yeah, I taka heard from Rabbi Yochanan. But he didn't really hear from Rabbi Yochanan. He's forgetting. He's saying it. It's a shabeshta. It's a mistake that he heard this from Rabbi Yochanan. It's a shabeshta because of Rabbi Yoim Bar Yefes misguided him, so to speak. He said Rabbi Yochanan said so. So Ula said, yes, I heard Rabbi Yochanan also said it's shahakol.
Zog the Gemara, toy boy Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira was matmiya.
How do you compare Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba daik v'gomish maitzim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was medayik every word that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. So if he says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that shlokas is adoma, you can rely on that. Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes like daik.
Ve'oid,
Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, you call klas in yoyim in mahad talmud dekamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba every 30 days, he chazed he reviewed all that he learned in front of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. That's what Tosis says. So Tosis in the bottom, kol tlasin yoyim, doesn't mean all his learning. Lav dafka kol talmudoy, elo kol mashi yoloimid b'shloishim yoyim, whatever he learned the past 30 days, hoye choyza hakol ifonov, he has it all in front of his Rabbi, b'yoyim shloishim echot, on day number 31. We see the importance of chazorah.
Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes loy mahadu, Rabbi Yom Bar Yefes wasn't, didn't chazah.
The Gemara is saying this. Zog the Gemara, v'oid barmendain. Ubarmendain, even besides these two previous reasons about being medayik and about being chazering. Dahutu Musa, there was a turmusa, a bean. The shalkele sheva zimnin, b'kdeiro. They cooked 7 times. It's for sure shlokas. It's overcooked. They cooked it 7 times, this bean in a pot. V'achle b'kinuach sudan was eaten for dessert. Also, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what bracha do you make? It's dvarim that's not boi machmas asuda. What bracha do you make on this cooked 7-time bean? Omaluhu, and he said, mevorchen alei bore pi adoma. So we see clearly Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that shlokas you make adoma, even though it's cooked. Ve'oidom Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, another raya, aniro isi, is Rabbi Yochanan, I myself saw, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat, she'ochal, zayis meliach. Zayis meliach means a pickled olive, a salty olive. The halacha is that meliach is kereteach. Something that's salted is kemavushal. So it has the milo mavushal. So a salted pickle, a pickled olive, which is salted, is like it's cooked. So we see it's like a cooked olive. So what's the halacha when something is cooked and still it retained the original bracha? Ubarach alei tchila v'soif. He made a bracha before and he made a bracha afterwards. So Nagmar brings a raya from here that it must be that he holds shlokas, retains the bracha. Why? If you say that a cooked vegetable or a cooked olive, salted is like cooked, is meliach keretech. If you say it retains its original bracha. So, originally he made the bracha because a zayis, a olive is a eitz. So a pickled olive, the bracha beforehand is a eitz. The bracha remains. And the bracha you make afterwards is bracha achas mein sholosh. You make a bracha of ala eitz v'apia eitz. The bracha of ala eitz mein achas mein sholosh. Eli yamet shlokas lab masayu kaimo. If you're going to say something that's cooked does not retain its original bracha state. So if originally was an eitz and now that's cooked, it's not an eitz anymore. So what would be the bracha afterwards? Bishlem b'tchila mevarach olav shakani b'tvorei. The bracha beforehand would take a change when it's cooked to shahakol. So that makes sense. He made a bracha b'tchila. Ella lebesoif my mevarch. What bracha would he make besoif? The Gemara is now is like we said before. If you're not making ala eitz val pia eitz, if you're not making ala michyo, that's veloy klum. We know you can make a bar nefoshes, but that's considered. What would you make? What's the bracha afterwards? It's come out like what? We don't know what to put in it. What to insert? Avdem zok the Gemara. No dilma leoylam is no raya. Shlokas maybe leoylam is shahakol. And it does change the bracha. He made a bracha tchila b'soif means he made a shahakol, and the bracha b'soif is v'dilma boir nefoshes rabbis v'chesroinon al kol ma shebara, and that's the bracha that he made in boir nefoshes afterwards. The goyin in Bir Agro and Simon Reish Zayin says that this is taka the nusach al kol ma shebara, not al kol ma shebarosa. Zok the Gemara, Mosav Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel, Yerok Hashon Miyotze Minidei Chavosa BePesach, the vegetables that Yotze Minidei Chavosa BePesach, meaning the different morers, Yotze Behen Uveklach Shalehen, Yotze with the vegetable, and also with the morer, and also with the stalk, with the shorish, the klach, like you have chasa. If you take the shorish, the bottom, the stalk, so then you have a kazais right then and there. So you Yotze with that. Avaloi Kvushin, but you're not Yotze with the morer being Kovush. Kovush means pickled. If it's pickled, we said kovush is kemavushal, right? Kovush pickled is kemavushal. So you're not yoytze when it's kavush. Veloy shlukin. You're not yoytze with mora that is cooked. Shlukin, like this is the Rashi and the Banim, Shaluk is Nimoyach Tveimim of Bushel. It's even more cooked than, and more dissolves even more than regular Bishel, than regular cooking. Veloim Bushelin. Ain't not Yoitza Morer, that's Mavushel. So you're not Yoitza Morer, you're Yoitza with the stalk, but you're not Yoitza when it's pickled, cooked, or overcooked, meaning Shlukin. So we see clearly that you're not Yoitza with something that's Shaluk. Because it's not b'masayu kaimo, it doesn't retain its original bracha. Zok d'gemara v'isak datach b'masayu koi. And if you're going to say shlokos, that the halacha is that you retain the bracha by pri adama, so my lois, why would you not be yoytze morer if it retains its original status of the bracha? So likewise, it should be morer even if it's cooked. So gemara is no raya. Loyal when it comes to the bracha shlokos, you make adama. But shiny hosom by mori and ayoytze when it's cooked, the be'inon tam mora veleka. Like we said before by matzah, when it's cooked, it loses the taste, the tam of the mora, the bitterness goes away. So if the bitterness is not there, you lose the tam mora. That's why you're not yoytze by sholuk and by kovush and by mevushel. But the oilam could be that shlokas when it comes to the bracha, itake is hadoma. Let's see this taste. It's a very important taste over here. Zok taisis. Oh, first the Torah says, "Midiktoni yirokas do me the pass." Torah compares vegetables to pass, and we said just like pass went through the ur, so to vegetables shlokas it would retain the brach of adoma. So Torah says it doesn't mean that it's totally like pass. Lo avi yirokas do me the pass. Shere pass ishtanu liluye. Pass goes into a better process; it becomes iluye. V'yesh yirokas she'en mishtanu liluye. Certain vegetables are not mishtanu liluye. Elakloima we compare it to pass. Ma pass en bishul megareas abrocha. Pass the cooking, the fire doesn't downgrade the bracha after yirok is name b'musayu kaima v'lo migalu bishul. So that's why it would retain the bracha b'adoma even though you cooked it. So I'll tell you the next day by Maschel. Mishkachas lo betumi v'karsi. The Gemara said that garlic and karsi and leek are two vegetables that in its raw state it's hadoma, and when you cook it, it downgrades. It's not meant to be eaten cooked, and it's shahakol niya b'dvaroi. That was the Gemara said, Betume Vekasi. Factoises Vim Toimar. You're telling me that it's downgraded when it's cooked. It turns into shahakol, these two vegetables, garlic and leek. Vare nirale naim da bishul mashbichon. We know when you put garlic in a pot and you're cooking it with meat, it makes it better. It's more tasty. So Taises Zogt. No, Vieshloimar, the Hainu Bishwil Habosa Vahamelech Shabbatechen. That's not because the garlic or the leek itself get better when it's cooked. It's only because of the dish that you're cooking with it. That's mashbiachit. The basar and the melech make the garlic and the leek better, but not that the cooking makes it better, but be'etzem, when it's cooked, it would turn into a shakol. Zok toises v'niren advorim, shekol dovar shu kol kach toiv mevushel k'moy chai. Certain food items, meaning we discussed in the Gemara, food items that are vegetables that are meant to be eaten cooked, so in the raw state they're shakol. They're meant to be eaten in a raw state, so when they cook, they turn into shakol. What about a food item that can be eaten in both ways? An apple can be eaten cooked and it's eaten raw. So what is the bracha over there? V'nirin ha'dvorim, shekol dovar shu kol kach toiv mevushel k'moy chai. If it's equally edible and good when it's cooked or when it's raw, v'chai k'moy mevushel, k'moy mina kidneys, all types of kidneys, v'chein tapuchim or apples. Yesh lem bracha yishoyna, shekol kach shovin mevushel k'moy chayin. They retain the original bracha, it doesn't make a difference, cooked or not cooked. That's where yain mevushel, it retains the bracha of agofen. It's good cooked and it's good in a uncooked state. Shekol kach utoiv acha bishul k'moy koidim. Lochein, koim lochein. The kara, the silka, the kuv, ukiyotze ben, and those items that we said like squash that are better eaten cooked. You make a shakel when they're in a raw state. And when they're cooked, you make a bayar pri adoma. And then Tosafot brings different food items, that are not going to be eaten chai, like mevushel. So then the bracha originally is shakel, and when it's cooked, it becomes a eitz. And then it brings other food items, like lumbir dish, you make a adoma, you make a eitz. The point is, it depends on every food item, on every tkufa, obviously, what is eaten in a raw state and what's eaten in the cooked state. Then Tosafot fears us in the end. Umiyu Rav Alfas Posak, the Rif Paskins, b'shlokas, by cooked vegetables. The Bach puts in afagav. Afagav deshtan legiyusa. Even though now when it's cooked, it's not in its original state as good as it was, aide bishulon, still you retain the bracha of oime bayar pi adoma, you still retain the bracha of adoma. Kirab Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Shlokas Mevorchen Alein Boir Pi Adoma. The Rav Chiya Ba Abba Koyinami Kabosei. The last Gemara Rav Chiya Ba Abba held that Shlokas, even in a state where, not like the Gemara before, only in when it becomes better, it's Adoma. In any oifen Shlokas you make Adoma. That's Rav Chiya Ba Abba held in an Ever Biechanon. V'chol Shlokas Magi Rav Chiya Ba Abba. Af Oysen Demishtan Legusi, even those that are, so to speak, downgraded when they're cooked, still they retain the bracha of Adoma. Mid the poliglu gemara adodi, Reb Chiya Ba Abba and Reb Binyam Ba Yefes, since we see the machlokes, and Reb Chiya Ba Abba was the ikka, and he held that shlokas is always going to be Adoma. They were arguing in a specific case, obviously, where it's downgraded, and still it remains in Adoma. Then Tosafot finishes off, the ego is metugin bedvash. If you have an egg that's metugin bedvash, you make a bracha by pri eight, because the egg is the ikka, and not the metugin bedvash. Now, lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, there are many food items that are they eaten in a raw state? Are they not eaten in a raw state? So, not like the Rif, obviously, but the Moshe and Chuvas brings, for instance, he sings the gabi garlic and onions, shumrim b'tzolim. He says it's not the derech to eat them in a raw state. So maybe today people do eat onions, they put it in sandwiches, onions raw, but the point is, stamaze, people don't eat it in a raw state. Maybe only as a condiment, but at itself you don't eat it. Zokter Moshe, the bracha is takash hakol, because it's meant to be cooked. The bracha of adome of onions and garlic is when it's cooked. It's adome. In a raw state, you would make a shahakol. Other food items like kuv, cabbage. The Gemara says cabbage is meant to eat and cooked, but lemaisa, today we eat coleslaw. So then you make adome even when you eat it in a raw state. Cauliflower is another food item that's discussed in numerous poskim. Some say you make a shahakol. It's not meant to be eaten raw. It's only meant to be eaten cooked. Others say no, that you make a adoma. There's celery. Celery is used for karpas. So if it's taka eaten raw, then it's good for karpas. Then it's taka burpi adoma. If it's not eaten raw, then you would taka nabi yoitza karpas with it. That would be the nafkamina. Is celery an item that you would make adoma on it or not in a raw state? If it's not, then it wouldn't be good for karpas. People that use it for karpas, obviously, celery is eaten raw and the brach is adoma. We'll just finish with a yisodistik orach hashulchan and a bi'alocha. When it comes to chrein, this is not the gabi shlokas, but the etzim food item. Chrein is we know, is eaten together with fish. Zok to orcha shulchan, chrein, even though it's a vegetable, it's coming from the morer, it's chazeres, that's what chrein is. The bracha, if you would eat it on its own, you would make a shahakal on it. Because since it's not meant to be eaten on its own, it's not meant, it's only meant as a condiment, it's meant to be together with fish, gefilte fish, you put chrein with it. So zok to orcha shulchan, chrein on its own would be a brach of shahakol. So, and other achronim bring this too. So, fregen the achronim that the bi'alocha brings this kasha, that how could halocha be that morer, your yoitze, the brach of hadoma when you eat morer with the bracha that you made on karpas was hadoma, and with that you yoitze the morer. One of the things of morer, besides chasa, besides romaine lettuce, is also chazeres. Chazeres means chrein. If chazer is raw, is shahakol, because it's not meant to be eaten raw, and the broch of Adom is only the where it's meant to be eaten, and it's not meant to be eaten raw, so how could the Adom of Karpas patter the and be yoitza with that, the Adom that you're supposed to make on the morer? You're not supposed to make Adom on this morer. This morer, if chazer is not meant to be eaten raw, so then the broch is shahakol. So how could the Karpas Adom patter it? As if to be halacha in Tof Ein Aleph, Tof Ein Hey in Hilchos Pesach, zok to be halacha gevaldig yisoid, and the Masham, the Bajan Rav in Chelik Gimel Simintes says the same yisoid too. He says even if in a raw state chrein would taka be shahakol, but on Pesach it's achshavei. The fact that you're being yoitza, the mitzvah of morer, so that is machshiv the bracha, and it reverts into adoma. That means you can have the same food item that yesterday it's shahakol before Pesach, and on Pesach it turns into adoma. The achshavei of the mitzvah makes it into adoma. So we see as a musik that a food item can change brachas. From one day it could be a shahakol, the next day the achshavei of the mitzvah, it turns into adoma. All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Lamed Ches Omid Beis.